first month is right in our house, Harbor Beach, Orem Grove.
I'm not speaking about that's where the senior centers, Tucker Craig and Sam Sorensen are going to have to step in. And not only that, but the bench players that were here last year, Lance was here, Boone was here, Mara, Bizard, Kevin Cross, those guys were away when they made that run in the regional, and they were away when they won that district title. They may not be in every game right now playing, but you know that in practice they're pushing their starters, they're making them do the things that they've got to do. And to see the sophomore Gentron and the sophomore Seaman and then the freshman, I want to call him the rookie Cross, you know, Cross at every end here sometimes he throws and makes moves that look almost like he's going to the next level. He's a freshman, he comes down, he does a silly thing once in a while, but overall his play is way much better than you'd expect for a freshman. Now we saw Tucker Kovic do a little bit more confidence back and play a little bit more like the staff I know, and you know, Coach. And Sorensen, he's always on the level. He was quiet starting off the year, but he's now getting back into level. I'd say mid-season form. You've seen him come around here at the end also. But I think Harbor Beach is sitting in the right spot. They're starting the gel right now. I think Coach Rubin's got his stars in place and his 6 or 7 deep that he wants to go and knows right where they've got to go. They do have a size challenge. But you saw that they can compete with the big guys because everybody comes in here with 6'7", 6'6". 6'4 guys, and they have no problem with it. You know, they want to play to go inside a little bit more tonight, which they didn't have Ubley.
Right.
And Ubley totally shut that inside down game when they played Ubley on Ubley, and that made a big difference. But tonight, Harbor Beach came out slow, but they made it a point to get inside, and they still carried it to the game on the outside.
Yeah. I think athletically, when you look at the two teams, they may be small, but boy, they are just everywhere. And their speed is just tremendous.
They didn't get out to run their quick tempo like they were up and down the court, but they were much more controlled tonight. They were more on ball control and looked for the mismatches that they had. We don't know what happened down at the Sandusky at Marlette game. That's going to be a key game tonight, too, because somebody there is going to come out with 2 losses, and that's going to put Harbor Beach at the top with either Sandusky or Marlette. Anybody out there that might be listening wants to give the station a call, 269-9931, and give them an update. We'd appreciate that. Or once we go off the air, you can use your dial phone, *102. Daniel, I believe we got some, you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll have stats for everybody, and we'll talk about the next game coming up for both teams. We'll be back right after we hear from some of our fine sponsors.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed, is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family, or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have. If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bottoc, Scarra, Franklin North, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaborne, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at Harbor Beach High School, where we just got done with the Cruise 102 game of the week, where the Harbor Beach Pirates decided to go home court and they defeated the Everett Bearcats 55-48. I believe you got some scores for us on that scores for us, Daniel.
I do. For Everly, number 10, Brendan Glaza had 3. Number 12, Brett Cleary had 7. Eric Blooms had 10. Marshall Weckenthal had 17. Jason Carson had 5, Lenny Nowicki had 2, and Josh White had 2, which leaves Ugly with a total of 48. And then for Harbor Beach, number 4, Mike Kovich had 8, Sorensen had 11, Ginto had 4, Thompson had 2, Eli Kraft had a huge game at 20 points, and Andrew Seaman also had a nice game at 10 points, which gives Harbor Beach the 55-48 win over Ugly here tonight.
And, let's talk about real quick about the two games coming up. For the Bearcats, they got to win out to even have a chance the rest of the way. And they finish, their next game is Wednesday the 9th at Buckerville, which is a non-conference game, which is a good game to rebound against. It'll be a tough game, but it'll be a good one to work out. Some of the problems they're out tonight here, just as, like you said earlier, the guys play, kind of let them down just a little bit, some turnovers, some mental errors. They didn't do a real good job passing out. They left some of those in the front. And then their next game is a big key game, not only for Ugly, but for the league in general. They play next Friday night, they play Marlon at home. And not only is everybody going to be keying in on that game, it's a must-win for Ugly, of course, but if Ugly wins that, depending on what happens tonight, whether Marlon wins or out against Sandusky, I'm guessing Marlon probably won. If they're home court, they do a good job, though. But not getting at Ugly with Marlon is going to be a big decision maker for everybody.
You can never count anybody out at this point, especially. And I think Ugly might be in that crunch position, but still, those kids will play hard. The coaches know anything can happen. They'll never give up.
They have another key game where Sandusky travels to Ugly also. So Ugly can control what happens in the league. They just may need help from a couple of other teams here down the road. And same with Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach controls their destiny right now. If Harbor Beach moves out, Daniel to play, they got a game tomorrow, a makeup game. It's going to be a boys' girls' double header here with Mayville. Harbor Beach needs to go home, regroup, and not overlook that game and look for their game on Wednesday with Sandusky or think that Mayville is a given. They may be solo drivers right now, but you can never do that. And after having 4 days off, 5 days off, a week between games, having a game here that took all the energy you have to then go in and play Mayville, those guys come out to play and not give up that game to Mayville, as that is an important Greater Farm East game also. Daniel, it's been great having you here tonight.
Thank you.
Great
being here.
We look forward to maybe having you on again. We got to come back over to Harbor Beach for the boys and girls district. Also, if it wasn't for our fine sponsors, we wouldn't have brought you this game tonight. Dan, let's go ahead and read those fine sponsors for us.
Absolutely. Tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, The Talk of the Thumb, North Shore Line, Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, Farm Bureau Insurance, KCI, Harbor Beach and Ugly, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, Kohler's Propane, McGill Insurance, Agency of Bottocks, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, Roy Messing, CPA of Ugly, Ugly Motor Service, and D&M Cabinet Shop.
And again, I'd like to thank those fine sponsors, because without those fine sponsors, we would not be able to bring you our hometown hoops here on Cruise 102.1. We thank our listeners, and the best of luck to the other Bearcats as they travel off to their next game on Wednesday against Buckaroo, and good luck to the Hunter Beach Pirates with their game tomorrow and their game on their next Wednesday against the Sandusky Red Raiders. Redskins, I can't even get that right. Again, Daniel, thank you. Well, it is good to see you. Good luck with your girls next week. And our next broadcast game will be next Friday night. So Jeff Lana will join us. And we'll have the home time next Friday night, USA at Lakers. We'll game tomorrow. And good luck to you tomorrow, also on the broadcast. And we'll hear from a few of our sponsors, and then Nikki will take over after.